winners for Best Writing for a New Production are Brad Colebrook, Colin J. Kelly, Tal Manier, Landon Beale, Cole Burkhart, Andrew Sanchez de la O, Adam Burgess, Ryan James Horner, Sammy Susi, Caroline Meeks, Evan Tess Murray, and Aaron Keon for Someone Dies in This Elevator. Gabriel Urbina and Sarah Sachet for Unseen. John Ware for The Silt Verses. Matthew O.K. Smith, A.L. Withington, A. Gabriel, Angelo Torres, Andrew McCator, Paris B., Gerard Hassan, J.R. Steele, Alex Schwartz, and Emily Lawrence for Neighborly. William A. Wellman for Hello from the Hollywoods. The winners for Best Writing for an Existing Production are Cam Collins and Steve Schell for Old Gods of Appalachia, Jessica Best and Emily Jade Lomax for The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Jessica Best, Bilal Dardai, Jim McDonnell, and Jessica Wright Buha for Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. Jonathan Sims for The Magnus Archives. K.A. Statz for The White Vault.
Hi, I'm Damien Sidlow from Red Fathom Entertainment, creator, showrunner, and, as it happens, art director for Cybernautica. A few years ago, I approached a longtime collaborator and artist, David McDermott, with the logo concept for our new show. It has always been my belief that visual art is an important and often overlooked aspect of creating an audio drama. To be absolutely fair, we all know the warnings about not judging a book by its cover, but the truth is that a cover can tell you a lot about what you're getting into. It helps sell the fantasy. Everything from the colors you choose to the style of your typeface. You're setting the stage for what is to come. So for Cybernautica, David and I chose an off-color, leathery black, coupled with the gold of the Cybernautica logo. Power color is intended to lean into the strong Art Deco look, representative of the setting's oppressively godlike corporate masters. Good show art is meant to help guide the listener's finger or mouse cursor to that all-important play button, where we, as showrunners, hope that the quality of our stories will help pick up where the visuals left off. We were overjoyed to be one of the first winners for this category last year, and are proud to present this new group of winners, each leading with their own unique, eye-catching aesthetic that is sure to leave an impression every time their stunning show art crosses your feed. The winners for Best Cover Art for a New Production are Caitlin Hoylman for Where the Stars Fell, James Herringman for The Silt Verses, Tal Manier for Someone Dies in This Elevator, Tim Krause for Omen, William A. Wellman for Hello from the Hollywoods, and the winners for Best Cover Art for an Existing Production are Annika Kahn for Stellar Firma, Annika Kahn for The Magnus Archives, Dan Streeting for Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery, Kessie Rilaniki for The White Vault, Steve Schell and Cam Collins for Old Gods of Appalachia.
Hello, I'm Hedley from the sci-fi sitcom We Fix Space Junk. I'm the director, sound designer, and the composer. I was lucky enough to be awarded Audioverse Awards in those categories, and how happy I was to receive them is making me really proud to be able to read out this year's winners. In film and TV, sound is one of the most important storytelling items, and in audio drama, even more so. Sound designers and composers make the difference between a script and an audio drama. And these people have been voted this year's finest. Without further ado, here are this year's winners. The winners for the best original compositions for a new production are Ghost of You by Charlie P.S. for The Town Whispers, If I Could Stop My Heart by Trace Callahan for Someone Dies in This Elevator, So Much More to Say by Trace Callahan for Someone Dies in This Elevator. The Curtain Rises by Trace Callahan for Starfall. The Power of the Elemental Creatures by Alexander Cruz for October Jones and Fish with Legs. And up next, the winners for the Best Original Compositions for an Existing Production. Amelia Theme Season 3 Mashup by Frederick Barden for The Amelia Project. Fear for the Storm by Chiron Starr and Jessica Best with Aaron Bauman for The Strange Case of Starship Iris. Marcia del Ascension by Frederick Barden for The Amelia Project. The Land Unknown, The Hollow Heart Verses by Land and Blood for Old Gods of Appalachia. Unsealed Legacy by Brandon Boone for The White Vault. The winners for Best Music Direction from a New Production are Charlie P.S. for The Town Whispers, Juanita Thiessen for Blood Rage Mode, Tim Krause for Omen, Trace Callahan, Anna Rodriguez, Ali Hilton, Anthony Carlos Fuller II, and Tal Manir for Someone Dies in This Elevator, and William A. Wellman for Hello from the Hallowoods. The winners for Best Musical Direction for an Existing Production are Brock Winstead for the Magnus Archives, Samuel D.F. Jones for Rusty Quill Gaming, Samuel D.F. Jones for Stella Firma, Steve Shell for Old Gods of Appalachia, Travis Vengroff, Brandon Boone, and Stephen Mellon for The White Vault. The winners for Best Environmental Sound Design for a New Production are Brad Colebrook, Anne Rodriguez, Colin J. Kelly, Cole Burkhart, and Tal Manir for Someone Dies in This Elevator. Olanroaju Odeteo, Tal Manir, Hedley Knights, Eamon Connolly, and Austin Cruzen for Electromancy. Sammy Holden and S.B. Proctor for The Silt Verses. Travis Vengroff and Dane Leonardson for The White Vault, Avram. And William A. Wellman for Hello from the Hallowoods. The winners for Best Environmental Sound Design for an Existing Production are Eli Hamada McElveen, Ryan Schill, Alexander Danner, Sarah D. Espinoza, and Jeffrey Nils Gardner for Unwell, A Midwestern Gothic Mystery, Elizabeth Moffat and Alexander J. Newell for the Magnus Archives, Jeffrey Nils Gardner for Stella Firma, Steve Shell for Old Gods of Appalachia, Travis Vengroff for The White Vault. The winners for Best Action Sound Design for a New Production are Laura Reicher for Aurora Everlasting, Sammy Holden and S.B. Proctor for The Silt Verses, Travis Vengroff and Dane Leonardson for The White Vault, Avram, Tyler Anderson and Ray Lundberg for The Night Post, William A. Wellman for Hello from the Hallowoods. And the winners for Best Action Sound Design for an Existing Production are Eli Hamada McElveen, Ryan Scheil, Alexander Danner, Sarah D. Espinoza, and Jeffrey Nils Gardner for Unwell, A Midwestern Gothic Mystery, Elizabeth Moffat and Alexander J. Newell for the Magnus Archives, Maddie Searle for Stella Firma, Steve Shell for Old Gods of Appalachia, Travis Vengroff for The White Vault, the winners for Best Vocal Direction of a New Production are John Ware and Muna Hussein for The Silt Verses, Nico Goldstein, Cole Burkhart, Ashani Kentkar, Danielle Ellett, Tal Manir, Anne Baird, Sivan Raz, Karen Hemdahl, Nathan Comstock, Gavin Gaddis, A.R. Olivieri, Andrea Klassen, Newt Scottlecott, and Katie Yeomans for Hubris, a 24-hour podcast project. Tal Manir, Brad Colebrook, Brian James Horner, Cole Burkhart, Colin J. Kelly, Evan Tess Murray, Sammy Susie and Erin Kahn for Someone Dies in This Elevator. Tim Krause for Omen. And Travis Vengroff for The White Vault's Avram. The winners of Best Vocal Direction from an Existing Production are Alexander J. Newell for the Magnus Archives, Jeffrey Nils Gardner for Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery, Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga for The Amelia Project, Rachel Kellum and Jeffrey Nils Gardner for The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Travis Vengroff for The White Vault.
The winners for Best Player Direction of a New Production are Tao Zaman for Rogue Runners, Alex Flanagan for A Horror Borealis Presents Losers, A Love Story, Kendrick Smith for Tales Yet Told, Nick Robertson for A Night of Shreds and Patches, Lauren Irwin and Summer Matthews for Missing Annie Lee. The winners for Best Player Direction of an Existing Production are Alexander J. Newell for Rusty Quill Gaming, Derry Luttrell for Dice Will Roll, James D'Amato for Campaign Skyjacks, Tim Meredith for Stellar Firma, Travis Vengroff for Dark Dice.
Hello, I'm Matt Young. You may know me as Usador the Blue from the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I'm excited to announce this year's Audioverse Award winners for Best Guest Player in an Existing Production. And the winners are Jolly Jack, played by Patrick Rothfuss in Campaign Skyjacks, Michelle Perry, played by Mictana in Inspired Incompetence, Noth of the Silent Clan, played by Travis Vengroff in The Lucky Die, Onorino, played by Travis Vengroff in The Lucky Die, Stephen the Goat, played by James Schwartz in Dice Shame. I'm excited to announce this year's Audioverse Award winners for Best Player in a New Production. And the winners are Andy Randolph, played by June Treherne in Good Neighbors, Beverly Marsh, played by Addison Peacock in A Horror Borealis Presents Losers, A Love Story, Pally Fisher, played by Ree in A Night of Shreds and Patches, Pennywise, played by J.V. Hampton Vincent in A Horror Borealis Presents Losers, A Love Story, Rowan, played by Kiana Shaw in Missing Annie Lee.
The winners for Best Player in an Existing Production are Grizzoff, played by Ben Meredith in Rusty Quill Gaming, Hamid Saleh Haroun Altahan, played by Bryn Monroe in Rusty Quill Gaming, Hardo Plitz, played by Jennifer Hoffick in Stellar Firma, Imogen, played by Imogen Harris in Stellar Firma, Ildrex Mistan, played by Russ D. Moore in Dark Dice. The winners for Best Storyteller of a New Production are Cole Weavers for The Town Whispers, Maddie Tozier for The Realm Tree, Mara Wilson for The Pet, Will Wheaton for Stan Lee's Alliances, A New Reality, William A. Wellman for Hello from the Hollowoods. The winners for Best Storyteller of an Existing Production are Chris McClure for The Milkman of St. Gaff's, Justin Hellstrom for The Great Chameleon War, Nicole Knudsen for The Godfrey Audio Guide, Steve Schell for Old Gods of Appalachia, Tal Manier for Audio Experiments.
The winners for Best Performance of a Guest Role in a New Production are Brother Wolfing, performed by Caleb Del Rio in The Silt Verses, David, performed by Alan Lewis Rickman in The White Vault, Avram. Peterson, performed by Jonah Knight in The Silt Verses. The Man in the Flat Cap and Shell Suit, performed by Gary Major in Spirit Box Radio. Tilly, performed by Sarah Rhea Werner in Omen. The winners of Best Performance of a Guest Role in an Existing Production are Alexandra, performed by Antigone Spanu in The Amelia Project. Mayor Lopez, performed by Jose Angel Donado in Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. Tuchek, performed by John Omohundro in Star Tripper. Weakbeard, performed by Eric Tregessa in Wizard Seeking Wizard. Young Lily, performed by Symphony Sanders in Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. The winners for Best Performance in Ensemble Cast of a New Production are Aubrey Poppleton, performed by Lucas Burns in Electromancy. Emma Laslett, performed by Lauren in Electromancy. Hoss, performed by Brandon Nguyen in Starfall. Raybar, performed by Emma Laslett in Starfall. Zebulon McElwain, performed by Neil Starbird in Midnight Burger. The winners for Best Performance in an Ensemble Cast of an Existing Production are Albina, performed by Frankie Larson in Liberty, Minds and Mysteries. Blandus, performed by Travis Vengroff in Liberty, Minds and Ministries. Mysteries, rather. McCarty, performed by Brandon Nguyen in SCP Archives. Olivia, performed by Kirsty Wolven in Y2K. Paul, performed by Brandon Nguyen in SCP Archives.
The winners for Best Performance of a Supporting Role in a New Production are Judge Green, performed by Todd Gutjusik in Jack and Lou, A Gangster Love Story. Man, performed by Todd Gutjusik in Jack and Lou, A Gangster Love Story. Nat, performed by Sarah Golding in Omen. Perseus Lewin, performed by Chris Einspar in Omen. Mason, performed by Jamie Stewart in The Silt Verses.
The winners for Best Performance of a Supporting Role in an Existing Production are Ant, performed by Alex Scott Fairley in the Amelia Project. Chester Warren, performed by Pat King in Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. Georgie Barker, performed by Sasha Sienna in The Magnus Archives. Hazel Gibbons, performed by Krista D'Agostino in Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. Melanie King, performed by Lydia Nicholas in The Magnus Archives. The winners for Best Performance of a Leading Role in a New Production are Avram Ben-Judah, performed by Yelena Shmulenson in The White Vault, Avram. Carpenter, performed by Maeve de Bruyn in The Silt Verses. Faulkner, performed by B-Nar in The Silt Verses. Lola, performed by Maeve de Bruyn in Omen. Rivka, performed by Lika Kukashvili in The White Vault, Avram. The winners for Best Performance of a Leading Role in an Existing Production are Amelia, performed by Julia Morizawa in The Amelia Project. Jonathan Sims, brackets the Archivist, performed by Jonathan Sims in The Magnus Archives. Martin K. Blackwood, performed by Alexander J. Newell in The Magnus Archives. Rudy Peltham, performed by Joshua K. Harris in Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. And Violet Liu, performed by Cindy Chu in The Strange Case of Starship Iris.
The winners for Best New Audio Play Production are Blood Rage Mode, Omen, Someone Dies in This Elevator, Starfall, The White Vault, Avram. The winners for Best Existing Audio Play Production are The Amelia Project, The Magnus Archives, The Strange Case of Starship Iris, The White Vault, Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery. The winners for Best New Story-Based Production are Hello from the Hollowoods, Neighborly, The Realm Tree, The Town Whispers, Wandering with the Dead. The winners for Best Existing Story-Based Production are Audio Experiments, Old Gods of Appalachia, The Godfrey Audio Guide, The Great Chameleon War, The Milkman of St. Gaff's.
Hi, I'm Arnie Niekamp from the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. It is my great pleasure to read the names of the winners in the following two categories. The winners for Best New Improvised Production are A Horror Borealis Presents Losers, A Love Story, A Night of Shreds and Patches, Good Neighbors, Rogue Runners, Tales Yet Told. The winners for Best Existing Improvised Production are Dark Dice, Dice Will Roll, Rusty Quill Gaming, Skyjack's Courier's Call, Stellar Firma. Congrats to all of you. Very well deserved.
The first inductees to the Audioverse Awards Hall of Fame are Slick Bracer, Star Wars, The Lone Ranger, The Lord of the Rings, Ulysses Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. To everyone involved in the production of these shows, the writers, actors, producers, directors, sound designers, sound engineers, composers, and artists, thank you. We've just seen the centenary of radio drama in the US in 2021. We're about to see the centenary of radio drama in the UK in 2023. I don't think our predecessors could ever have anticipated the scope and scale of this movement. Its infinite creativity, its defiant kindness, its deliberate ignorance of national boundaries, its ability to reach us anywhere, everywhere, and whenever we need it, for the rest of our lives. It's often been said that radio is an invisible companion, something that stops us from being lonely. I think this is most true in radio drama, and the worlds and lives, hearts and minds it can transport us to. Thank you for contributing to this beautiful tradition in a way that has resonated with so many people. I know I, for one, would have felt much more alone without the beautiful work of people like you.